Have you ever been a part of a gender reveal party? How did it go? Was it awkward? It's 99.7 DJX. This is a setting the bar story.
Yeah, so this is kind of how not to do that, maybe. Yeah,
maybe. If you can manage to make it through the day without ruining the gender reveal party by leaving a voicemail on the expecting mother's phone.
Oh, no.
Then you're doing okay.
Oh, no. Mom didn't want to know yet.
Yeah, so, okay. This got posted to TikTok. That's why it's getting a lot of attention. Her name's Ariel. And she posted how her bakery accidentally, like, left her a voicemail. So what she had done, she'd given the bakery a sealed envelope from the doctor, right?
Yeah, I had the results, and they're like, all right, so these are the fillings based on whatever the gender is. I don't want to know.
Right.
We're going to find out when we slice.
Raspberry or strawberry for a girl.
Uh-huh.
Blackberry or blueberry for a boy. That was the request.
Tasty.
Yeah. So she placed the order. Someone from the bakery called and left this voicemail.
Hi, Ariel. Please give me a call regarding your order. You ordered a single lemon with blackberry, and we don't have blackberry filling.
Oh, God!
If you're keeping track, blackberry equals boy. She's having a boy.
The only thing that actually makes the lemon single lemon is the lemon curd, and you want a gender reveal, so we need to talk about the cake.
Yeah, so...
Oh, that just sailed right by the baker, didn't it?
Now the baker felt bad. The bakery felt bad, gave her a full refund.
I was going to say, but, oh, just kidding. I was just lying.
Yeah, but
I was just kidding.
Add insult to injury, they actually did have the blackberry filling.
Ooh.
So the entire voicemail was unnecessary.
So that was all for naught.
Yeah, it's unnecessary.
Oh, wow.
It was unnecessary.
So did they have the party anyway?
I mean, you have to, right?
But then just the guests find out. You knew.
Yeah.
Which I think, you know, sometimes it happens. Like sometimes the parents know, but they're just surprising their friends.
Yeah. Exactly. And I kind of think that's how it, if you're choosing to have a party like that, that's how it should probably be.
Well, just so that you can plan your reaction.
Yeah, exactly.
Especially
because you
if
never
you really
want
are
on,
rooting for one
right,
or the other.
Right, exactly. You never went on camera, like the disappointment.
Right, like your genuine first reaction before you're able to process.
And then, you know, little Susie or little Timmy later sees the gender reveal party. He's like, oh, you didn't actually want me. Great,
right.
Thanks.
Oh, you were disappointed. That's awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic.
That's fantastic.
So anyways, that's your setting the bar story.
Oh, man.
But how was your gender reveal ruined? Do you have a story? Do you have a unique party? 502-795-1997. We'll take some of your stories on the way.